What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox. I am joined, as always, by Dan Regester. And don't let the enthusiasm in my voice fool you today. I want to blow my fucking brains out.
Why? Don't let us get hot.
I don't even care about that because the like actual on-field stuff is hurting my soul so much that the fact that I was 9-7 last week.
I mean, the fact that you have expectations for your school is ridiculous.
It's not just that. I'm not even going to rehash the Missouri shit that happened this last week, but that was about as bad as I've ever seen it. But now Kansas is ranked 26th in the country.
My like Jayhawks.
I just fucking, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Rock chalk.
Fuck off. Just blow me. You don't care about them.
Yeah, I do.
It's a fucking meme. Everyone's just voting for them because it's a meme.
They're undefeated, both in real life and against the spread, Rob.
Yeah.
It's not just a meme. It's real life.
Yeah.
Leopold is making things happen.
I hope he goes to Nebraska. That's all I'm rooting for.
That might happen. You don't think Kansas has like the football resources to keep them?
They have the athletic department resources for sure. Their football, I don't know how their training facility is. The stadium's pretty dinky. But I mean, they have the money.
Yeah, we both went 9-7 last week, so yay us.
Whee!
Against the spread, we both lost our money line
picks.
You had SMU, I had Michigan State. I wasn't even close.
Yeah, Michigan State got fucking trounced.
By Minnesota, yeah. At home.
Minnesota's not bad, man.
Michigan State, real bad.
Tucker
should have cashed in last year.
Yeah, he really should have. I mean, but did you? I don't know.
I guess he technically
Michigan
did.
Michigan State, even when they're good, is like such a paper tiger, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not. I don't know. Like, even when they made the playoff, like, obviously a lot of teams get, like, shit pumped in the playoffs.
I mean, they got 31-0 or whatever against Alabama, right?
Yeah.
That's going to happen to a lot of teams. It's not like most of the playoff games suck. The majority of the playoffs have sucked. Can you think, like, there's a few national championships that have been good, and that Georgia-Oklahoma game with Baker Mayfield, that was a really good game for the semifinals.
Last year's Natty was good.
Yeah, but most of the semifinal games are usually awful. Not great.
But we last year we knew they were going to be terrible. We thought like maybe Cincinnati could give Bama a game. But
they kind of did for half.
Yeah, but we knew
their
that
defense held it
Georgia was going to BF Michigan. Which, fine, whatever.
We got three big programs we're going to welcome into the outside the top 25.
So excited to see these guys. Well, one of them I'm not. The other two, yes.
You're not excited to see Miami?
No, I like Florida.
No.
So I'm sad that Florida is
whatever.
Here. What?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Florida, Miami, Texas. Welcome.
Oh, so good to have Texas back. Texas, who was ranked coming off a loss because they, I guess, kind of looked okay.
Gave Bama a game.
Yeah, gave Bama a game, so that gets them fucking ranked.
It should.
Whatever. Then they go to Lubbock, which is...
spooky.
It's a spooky place to play.
Mm-hmm.
The more remote... the place you're like you are as a college.
Yeah, it's the Corvallis of Texas.
100%.
Yeah. Which, by the way, will be dyeing my hair whenever I get a hairdresser. I guess I'm going with Giorgio's hairdresser now.
Yeah, why not?
I had one lined up, but that kind of fell through. So,
didn't we said on the other show that Texas had a good chance of Texas losing that game?
I don't know.
I think we did.
Things blend together.
Who but cares? Miami, my God.
Yeah, what was that?
Good
Middle
Lord.
Tennessee, man, it wasn't even that close, right? It
was no, yeah, Middle let me Tennessee look up the actual of. Box score, because it was bad. So Middle Tennessee going into the fourth quarter was winning 31-17.
Yeah.
So they were up two scores, basically, the whole game. And they won 45-31. They dropped fucking 45 on a Mario Cristobal Miami team. Chase Cunningham of Middle Tennessee State.
This is a Middle Tennessee team too that lost 44-7 to James Madison, who's undefeated, by the way.
Yeah,
maybe
James Madison's legit.
Maybe we need to put some respect on JMU.
But so something had to be going on with Miami's passing defense because Chase Cunningham of Middle Tennessee completed 16 passes for 408 yards.
Just every time he threw the ball. Got taken to the house.
Basically, yeah. 16 passes for fucking 408 yards. That is absolutely insane.
Only three tutties, though.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess, well, he ran for a touchdown as well.
I need to see that yak percentage for the receivers.
Oh, man. I mean, fuck, dude. So, Middle Tennessee State had two dudes over 100 yards receiving.
Well, DJ Chisholm had two receptions for 169 yards.
Yeah, he was averaging 84 yards a reception.
Two touchdowns. He took it to the house every time, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, man. And even the other dude was averaging 32 yards a catch. Dude, and fuck, Elijah Metcalf, one reception for 69 yards. Yeah, no, literally, like, every pass completion was just a fucking gash. Like, just burned them every fucking time.
All about the U.
Fuck the U. The U's dead. Like, Tyler Van Dyke had fewer passing yards than Middle Tennessee's receiver had receiving yards. DJ Chisholm outgained Tyler Van Dyke. And in fact, Tyler Van Dyke also only completed 16 passes.
Not a great game for him.
No.
I think, did he get benched at one point? Jake Garcia came in.
It looks that way. I didn't get to catch that game. Didn't
Me either. Even think. I was obviously at the Tennessee-Florida game with Giorgio, and we're just kind of roaming Knoxville.
Having a good time.
Having a good time.
But yeah, excited to see Miami and Texas back. This is what back means for them.
What is also back, not the Miami Hurricanes, but hurricane season.
Yeah, just hurricanes.
Yes.
Is what's back.
We got a Cat 4 in the works, baby.
Hurricane Ian, Cat 4, and it's almost a 5.
I thought this was going to be like a pretty like tame hurricane or even tropical depression, but yeah, it's picking up steam.
No, and it's going up like the whole fucking middle and west side of Florida.
And going to UCF, you just have to like... Every season, September, October, you're just like, we might miss it. We might not have a game.
Yeah. We may miss several games.
You write one down. You're like, all right, that North Carolina game in the middle of September, that's usually never going
to
happen.
And you have to flee the state.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't flee the state. You hunker down.
Oh, you do that? Oh, yeah, because they throw like hurricane parties and shit, right?
Yeah.
That's dope. I actually love that.
It's like a snow day party.
But the weather is violent.
You know? Raging winds, that rain sideways.
Sounds fun as fuck, to be quite
honest. Just inside,
yeah.
So, or you might go out and the floods are starting to come in. You hop on some like water skis.
Yeah. Get pulled by a pickup.
Yeah.
I do love that, actually. I want to do that. Like, absolutely want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever.
But for the season right now, I'm 500 against the spread right on the dot, 38-38.
Mm-hmm.
You're 27-39-1, so good week for you. Really picking up steam.
We're getting back there. We're clawing back. I got my sea legs under me now.
Our money line dogs are just atrocious. I'm 1-5, you're 1-4.
I mean, it's a money line dog. You're not supposed to be batting fucking 500.
I know, but we need to hit once.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these are long shots. There's one I like right off the bat.
Okay. Friday night, let's get started. Tulane. Catching 2.5 at Houston, over-under is 55.
That is insane. Houston, I don't know what they're even coasting on at this point. Houston is fucking ass. I said this to my stepfather-in-law. He played football at the University of Houston back in their Southwest Conference days. And so he's obviously a big Houston booster. He was at that crazy UTSA game. Blah, blah, blah. He was following along. The game wasn't on TV, or we couldn't find it on TV, but he was following along on his phone to the Rice game last week and just having a fucking meltdown that they couldn't put Rice away.
Rice is kind of feisty this year.
No, Rice sucks ass.
No. Rice, go look at the record, man. Rice is a little feistier than you're giving him credit for.
Rice got shit pumped by USC.
Rightfully so.
I mean, USC's good, yeah. But like, all right, let me look at this because I don't buy that.
They beat the Raging Cajuns.
Okay,
it's a good dub.
They beat up McNeese State, got absolutely railroaded by USC.
Which that's going to happen.
I don't know. 66 points is pretty bad. even for I don't care.
Tulane just laid an egg against fucking Southern Miss
after winning against K-State on the road, who just beat Oklahoma on the road.
College football madness is back, baby.
It is. And here's the thing, though, that I was going to say. He does not like Dana Holgorsen.
Why would you?
My father, stepfather-in-law, whatever. And I,
as a man, I would like him, but as a coach, no, he's not a good coach.
And here's what, here's my theory on Dana Holgorsen. Obviously, he left West Virginia to go to Houston,
mm-hmm.
right?
Better job.
I kind of think he, what do the kids call it? Quiet quitting.
He quiet quit at Houston?
No, he quiet quit football coaching. Like, he's still coaching,
yeah,
but he quiet quit. He wanted to go to a place where the expectations wouldn't be high. I don't think he was expecting to go back into a Power 5 conference.
Well, he's from Houston, right?
I don't know.
I think he was returning home.
But I think he wanted to coach a G5 team where he could just kind of do his weird shit, draw things up. The expectations would be medium, you know what I mean? Not super high expectations where, like, West Virginia, you know, obviously the time grows further and further away, but West Virginia was a game away from a national title berth in 2007. That school has a pretty good sports history like that. There's expectations there. Houston, they've been G5 for so long since the Southwest Conference died. He wanted to go to a G5 and he wanted low stakes environment where he could just do his goofy shit. He didn't want to really coach. And I think that that's showing.
Okay, not from Houston, but he did. I think he was an offensive coordinator at Houston at one point, right before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he wanted to go back to that squishy G5 life where you can don't have to have a defense and you can just play some wacky offense that scores 50-plus points a game. Like, he wants to be coaching Bailey Zapp at Western Kentucky or whatever.
Well, when he was at Houston, he as the OC, he was the coach for Case Keenum.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's the life he wanted to live. He wanted to have a soft-ass G5 team that dumps in points and just kind of be left alone.
Make a lot of money. They gave him, like, a bag.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. He wanted to leave a school that expects things out of him.
No, does West Virginia really expect anything?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Mm.
They do.
West Virginia. I was a big fan of, like, Pat White team.
Oh, yeah, that Pat White, Noel Devine. Mm-hmm. That team was dope. Who's the other one at running back? There's a third one. But it was White and those two guys, and they were just fucking a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the last. That was their one and only team that had, like, a real shot at a national championship.
Can you imagine how much better that Natty in 07 would have been if it was Missouri, West Virginia? Just one team would have won, like, 55-52. It would have just been a fucking explosion of points. Nobody would be playing defense.
And it would have also been a cool year where you could kind of point back to and be like, see, it wasn't that far removed. We won a national championship.
Yeah, exactly. But is what it is. Anyway, I have no faith in Dana Holgorsen at Houston. Give me Tulane as my money line dog. And
right off the bat.
And obviously to cover.
Okay. Doubling up.
Yeah, doubling up. I mean, if you're going to take a money line dog, you might as well take him to cover too.
I'm going to go with the over.
You did that backwards.
I know.
In the doc. Going with the over. All right.
Yeah, I'm
55.
Go with the doc. Yeah, I'm going with the over 55. I think both teams are probably going to dump it in. I could see this being like a 35-31 game.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with that.
Next up.
You know what? Fuck it. Give me the over too.
You're making me do more work, man, on the doc.
I mean, I can write. I'm probably a faster typer than you.
That's fine. You can do it on the doc, but I mean on the graphic I make.
Oh, okay.
Afterwards. Next up, we have UTSA -3.5 at Middle Tennessee, over under 63. This line tells you everything you need to know. Middle Tennessee coming off a giant W against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the public side at home catching 3.5. There's going to be a lot of people be like, oh, no, they beat Miami. Like, right. This is easy.
And UTSA opened at -5, so this line has moved towards Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, that tells you the public's on Middle Tennessee.
Right.
I'm going to go with UTSA. -3. I'm going to buy the half point.
All right. I mean, UTSA, been interesting this year. Gave Texas a game, lost a heartbreaker to Houston, beat Army in OT. I really don't think UTSA has been as great.
Kind of underperformed a little bit.
They have. I kind of expected more out of them. Middle Tennessee got pumped by James Madison, who's great. Beat Colorado State on the road, I guess by the margin they should have.
Colorado State's a bottom like three team.
Oh, they're awful. Actually, then they didn't really beat. I mean, what was this?
Bad football in the state of Colorado. Oh, right,
real
now.
Bad. They beat Colorado State 34-19. Middle Tennessee did.
Other than clearly Air Force, because Air Force is the best team in Colorado.
easily, I would think.
By far, yeah.
I will take Middle Tennessee here. Home dog, whatever.
We disagree. Next up, San Diego State, +6 at Boise. Over-under is only 39. Bachmeier is out. He is transferred.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the portal. Boise's back on the Smurf turf. Both these teams are just wildly bad this year.
Dude, San Diego, and both like really disappointing.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Boise should be a favorite, 6-point favorite against anyone.
It's crazy to me. So Arizona State, or San Diego State, I'm sorry, lost a really frustrating game to Arizona. They were favored in that game, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Beat up Idaho State. Utah beat the shit out of San Diego State. That's fine. They do have a nice-ish home win against Toledo, but yeah, I think San Diego State covers. I don't know who wins, but this game's going to suck.
Yeah. I mean, Braxton Burmeister for San Diego State last game. Transfer from, I believe, Virginia Tech. 13 for 24, 65 yards, one interception.
Yeah.
44 yards rushing, though.
I wouldn't watch this game. Is it on Friday? Yeah, it's Friday night. There's no point. I guess if it's on late.
Who you taking?
SDSU to cover.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think Boise probably wins by 3, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's a close game. It's just a lot, like you said, for either of those teams.
Yeah. Although Boise, maybe it's one of those games where it's like, you know, the cancer's out of the locker room. They play better. I mean, who's their backup right now? I guess Talon Green.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'll stick with San Diego State, though. Next up, Saturday, Illinois. Burt.
Coming home.
Going back.
Coming home.
He's coming home. Tell the world that Burt's coming home.
Yeah.
+7 at Wisconsin. Overrunners 43.
Oh, boy, this is a tough one. Wisconsin has been just disappointing.
Maybe Wazoo's better.
Maybe Wazoo's not as bad as we think?
Yeah.
You never know. So Wisconsin, what? They lose to Wazoo. They beat up on two shitty teams and then get pretty much boat raced by Ohio State. Illinois, starting to see something form here.
Yeah. They should be undefeated, right?
Yes. They really should be. Impressive win at home against Virginia. That Indiana loss stinks. Man, what's weird? So I like Illinois to cover. I don't know if they win, but this is going to be a hard fought game. I feel like you probably agree with me.
No, although I am high on Illinois this year.
Yeah,
compared to where they've been, I do believe this is where Wisconsin kind of shows their. A tier above, which isn't saying much.
Right.
But it could be a stupid game where they win like 17-0.
Okay. Okay.
Like Wisconsin's defense just shows up.
I think, dude, Illinois has shown up in every game. Like they've done well. That Indiana game was just dumb. I like this. I like them.
Yeah, no.
Love Illinois.
I'm selling high on Illinois.
Yeah.
Buying low in Wisconsin.
Fair enough.
Next up, we have a troop game.
For the troops.
Navy catching 14, coming off a win against East Carolina.
That's weird.
That's just the
Navy kind of stinks right now. Navy's going through the...
Yeah, but they run the triple option. So that...
Well, true.
At Air Force, over-under's 37.5. Usually, I stick with my intuition with military games, triple option. You always go with the under.
Yeah.
I always, at least for the Navy-Army game, doesn't matter what the number is, always hit the under.
Yes.
However, here, Air Force, kind of a little bit, you know, they run the same offense, but it's a little bit more high speed, mm-hmm. a bit more up-tempo.
Well, it's like...
For a triple option.
It's, you know, Air Force is fast. They got fast jets. They mm-hmm. play fast football.
And they score quicker.
Yeah.
I could see Air Force just kind of putting it to Navy. I'll lay the 14.
I like Air Force and the over. S&P Plus has the over off by 10 points.
Well, it's because they run the same stupid offense.
Right. So that's such a big gap that I'm taking that.
All right. Iowa State -3 at my Kansas Jayhawks. Over-under 58.
Here we go.
I know. I'll write you down. Iowa State.
Yeah. They have to. They have to win this game for my own fucking sanity. Give me Iowa State. And this is honestly, so no hate on Kansas, honestly, because they're 4-0 and they've been just absolutely fucking teams up.
Dude, shouts to Jalen Daniels too. He's balling.
He's what?
Balling out.
Yeah. This is the first, I would say, competent team Kansas has played. Duke's okay. Houston's a mess. West Virginia is a mess. And Tennessee Tech is Tennessee Tech.
West Virginia's fine.
No, West Virginia is a mess. They want Neil Brown gone already.
They just wrecked Virginia Tech.
What?
They just wrecked Virginia Tech.
I don't care.
Jalen Daniels right now, 11 touchdowns, one interception, 890 yards.
Yeah. He's dumping it in. He's dumping it in. Legit. This is good. This is the best team Kansas will have played all year so far. I like Iowa State here, especially coming off that Baylor loss. They need a win.
I like the under here.
Okay.
I think Kansas obviously isn't going to score as many points as they have been. I think Iowa State's got a really good defense. It's going to kind of keep them in check.
That's the other thing. Kansas has not played anything near a competent defense.
Technically, West Virginia is supposed to have a good defense.
Technically. But then
it's supposed to be Neil.
But they
Neil's calling card. but yeah, no, I could see. I mean, Iowa State is not going to score. Kansas, I don't think. Yeah, I think it's an easy under here.
Okay.
Next up, Michigan State. Fuck you guys. Catching 8.5 at Maryland, the over under 60.5. As much as I hate to do this, I'm going to stick with Michigan State again. Oh, 8.5 is way too many points. Maryland's not that good.
Maryland is at 8.5 now?
Yeah.
So I thought you said Michigan State for some reason.
Yeah, Michigan State plus 8.5.
Yeah. I will take Maryland. Michigan State sucks. It's at home. Maryland, this is it's the type of game where, right, like Maryland can be either awful or just like completely blow your team up. They've been pretty good this year. Beat Buffalo by a good margin.
I mean, they just kind of stuck with Michigan.
Gave Michigan a game and a good home win against SMU. Yeah. Give me Maryland to cover. I'm not even going to buy a point or anything. 8.5. Fuck it. Let's go.
This just seems like a spot where everyone's going to be super low on Michigan State.
Yeah.
Public money's going to be on Maryland. I'm just
going
to fade.
You're going sharp.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that sharp side.
Michigan State's lost their last two games by a combined, 40 something points.
This is like a put up or shut up game.
Yeah.
For Mel.
100%.
Like, you got to get it together, my guy.
Yeah. Who was that running back last year?
Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. He's gone.
And he ain't walking through that door.
Yeah, and you better do something, man. Fuck. It's getting bad there. Because Michigan State's another place where they have expectation. Like, they're not going to sit around.
No. Man, they need Peyton Thorne. They'll just bench Peyton Thorne at this point. Like, he stinks.
Yeah.
You need to just go with another option. It's just, I don't know. How much fucking leash does he get?
There's nothing worse than watching
bad quarterback play.
It's so bad.
School.
It just ruins everything. So people have been asking me, when we're talking about Missouri and stuff, people are like, dude, our offense fucking sucks. And I'm like, I don't know. I know the quarterback sucks.
Yeah.
But he sucks so bad.
You gotta at least be entertaining, even if you suck. Like, at least for UCF, like Plumlee, he at least has like an element where he's kind of entertaining, where he can run the ball and like hop guys.
Yeah.
He always tries to leap dudes.
Yeah.
Because he probably should be like a slot receiver.
Literally, he should be. I'll say this. Brady Cook is more entertaining than Connor Bazelak, who like was like a statue, like couldn't move.
Yeah.
Cook can scramble all this stuff. But like, it's like, I'm pretty sure our receivers and running backs are good, but like the quarterback play is so bad that you can't properly evaluate anything else on the team because the first guy who touches the ball fucks up the entire play. So what's supposed to happen from there?
Speaking of good quarterbacks, our next game, North Carolina, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's catching 9, over under 51.5. Yeah, I mean, Tar Heels just got ran off the field by Notre Dame, literally, because I think Notre Dame picked up the most amount of first downs, at least this decade for their school.
Really?
Yeah. They just ran it down their throats.
God damn.
Like Drake May had a really good game too.
Yeah.
He had 5 touchdowns, 301 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions. Game was never close.
Nope. Notre Dame's back.
Well, no. They just North Carolina's defense is that bad.
It's really bad. Give me the over. The defense is this bad and it's 50 and a half. Give me the over. Because at the very least, North Carolina's offense is so good that they'll maybe go up big and Virginia Tech will just start slinging it.
Dude, Virginia Tech's offense is not good.
I don't care.
I think this is pretty easy for... I think North Carolina covers this like convincingly.
Okay.
Little bounce back spot. I think North Carolina probably wins by like 20.
Okay.
21. So I'll lay the 9.
Uh-oh, we got some Sun Belt. Let's fucking go.
Georgia Southern catching 10 at Coastal. Over-under is 58.5. I mean, obviously, I love Coastal.
You do love Coastal.
Our boy McCall is still there. However, Coastal this year has kind of just been... I mean, they've been going about their business. They've been taking care of teams.
Haven't been exciting.
There's been some close calls.
There has. Army's pretty good. Only beating Army by 10.
No, I mean, like, the Gardner-Webb game.
Oh, yeah.
That's concerning. When you beat Gardner-Webb by 4. Also, Buffalo, but, like, that Buffalo game was a little closer than the score indicates.
Yeah, than 12.
They kind of got it together against Georgia State, but I think Georgia State might stink.
Georgia State is, I think, yeah, that's fine. Georgia Southern, of course, beat Nebraska at home, killed Scott Frost.
Yeah, they did.
But, you know, they lost to UAB and Ball
State. I mean, Bill Clark.
Ball State played. I mean, UAB's not bad. Ball State played them, I guess, relatively close, 11 points.
I like Georgia Southern here. This is a spot where I think Coastal wins, but by a touchdown.
Okay. What's the line?
10.
Give me a half point.
-9.5?
Yep. Coastal Carolina.
Next up, Cal catching 4 at Washington State. The over-under is 53.5.
Oh, boy. This is a real outside the top 25 game.
Mm-hmm.
Cal's getting what? Sorry?
4.
4. Okay.
It's in Pullman.
Man. All right. I think this game's going to be gross. And I'm going to go with the under.
Going under?
Yeah.
Cameron Ward's kind of putting a decent season together. 10 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 1,100 yards. Let's see. He looks decent in that. Yeah, the Oregon game, just 2 interceptions. Kind of gave them... They probably should have beat Oregon last week.
Yeah.
Crushed Colorado State. That's not really saying anything. No, beat Wisconsin, beat Idaho.
Idaho's not saying anything either.
No.
Wisconsin wins great, though, especially on the road like that. Yeah, I mean, Wazoo's better than Cal, I would think. Like, Cal's Cal. I think they're just kind of... That football... I could see that program getting just, like, contracted.
I'm on the ESPN website right now. Look at this fucking headshot for backup quarterback Luke Holcomb. Freshman quarterback. Just a beautiful...
Oh, my...
Beautiful Asian man. With just long, flowing hair.
He's prettier than most women.
Look at him.
You need to go to ESPN's page for Luke Holcomb. Like this.
Also, number 98.
That's his number?
At quarterback.
Good Lord. Like, this is a beautiful man. Like, he looks like...
He's got Troy Polamalu straight hair, though.
He looks like he's from the future.
He kind of does, yeah. Man, this guy, we need to get this guy some snaps.
Yeah, go to this guy's fucking page.
6'5".
What?
205 pounds, all hair.
Like, this guy walks into the room, I don't care what your orientation is, you're going to make love to him if he asks you.
That just caught me off guard. I'm like, who is that?
Who's that beautiful woman? He's just like this beautiful androgynous angel.
That's wild. I'm going to take fucking Washington State for that reason.
Fair enough. I'm rooting for them now.
You went with Cal, though?
No, I went with the under.
Oh, under. All right. 53.5. That's probably a good bet. Next up, LSU -9 at Auburn.
Oh, boy. Two quasi blue bloods chilling in the outside the top 25.
Over under is 45.5. Man,
Auburn is very, very bad. Missouri had to
Carson getting the shit can this year?
Yes, 100%. He would have gotten fired if Missouri had won the game. LSU, no problem, -9. No fucking problem.
I'm going to buy extremely low on Auburn here. Give me the 9 points. I'm going to hold my nose.
You fucking psycho.
I like pain.
They're so bad. They're so fucking bad.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck it.
All right. I mean, they basically scored 7 on Missouri's defense.
Did they bench Finley yet?
I think their third string quarterback is starting this week. Like, they're all hurt.
It says Finley's going to practice ahead of LSU game.
Okay. Yeah, LSU rolls.
How did he get another starting gig in the fucking SEC?
Dude, who?
I guess revenge spot here.
What?
For Finley.
Yeah, I guess.
No, he stinks. He's probably shouldn't even be a Division I quarterback.
No, he's pretty bad. It's and Auburn is pretty bad, but yeah, man, you take that.
I'm not happy about it. Maybe we'll backdoor this shit. Cincinnati -9. A lot of 9 here.
A
lot of 9 lines. Cincinnati -9 at Tulsa. Over-under 60. Obviously, we have a rule when it comes to games in Tulsa.
Tulsa always covers.
And Tulsa always covers.
Believe they covered against Ole Miss last week, or I don't know. Did they not?
No, I don't think so.
They lost by 8.
Oh, then if that's the case, yes.
Yeah, they covered against Ole Miss.
Yeah.
They pushed my over bet. Yeah, Tulsa covers. Who does Cincinnati ever beat the shit out of?
They just beat the shit out of Indiana.
Oh, did they?
They beat the shit out of Miami of Ohio.
I don't care.
They're pretty good this year. They just, I mean, they lost a hard-fought game to Arkansas.
Yeah, that's a rough way to open.
Mm-hmm. Davis Brin is pretty solid, though. You're going with Tulsa to cover?
Yeah.
Tulsa. I'm going to go Tulsa to cover, and this is my money line dog of the week.
Love it.
And they're a 9-point dog, so that counts as 2, right?
That is a big gap, yeah.
Although, like, I don't, it's going to make the record messy, so I just want to.
Okay,
that's fine. I just want credit if this hits.
It's balls. It's ballsy. Ballsy.
It's me pulling out my dick. So you're going Tulsa to cover, though?
Yes.
All right. Next up, West Virginia catching 9 at Texas, over under 62.5. What do you like here?
Texas rolls. They're going to shit pump West Virginia.
Yeah, it's a bounce back spot where they're just kind of angry.
Yeah. Honestly, I wonder what the over under projection is, because the over might hit too. What's the over?
62.5.
Wow, what? Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong line. There's a line under it that says 55. I was like, what? It moves 7 points. All right, I'll stay away from that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Texas rolls.
Yeah, I could see Bijan just having like a big old game, maybe close to like 150 yards rushing.
I would. Touchdowns. That's a good player prop for the week.
See where he's at.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. For rushing yards, I that won't be posted until basically like the day before.
It's been kind of a massive dud this year,
Bijan.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the best running back in the country.
Whatever. What does that even mean? Yeah. I guess running backs are still dope in college, unlike in the pros, but.
Someone will waste like a second or third round pick on him.
Yeah, they sure will.
Yeah, I mean, he's averaging 6 yards a carry, to be fair.
Yeah.
67 carries for 414 yards, 7 touchdowns.
But Texas has an incredible offensive line.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, he had 103 yards against Tech last week, 183 against UTSA, 57 against Bama, 71 against ULM. So, he's been fine.
Yeah.
He's been fine.
Just fine.
Maybe not disappointing, but...
Fine, just fine.
Just fine. Oh, here's game of the week. Indiana +5.5 at Nebraska, over under 60.
Oh, gross. Love it.
Who wants to touch this game?
Wait, what's the line?
5.5 Indiana.
So the line's moved 2 points to Nebraska's favor. Opened at 3.5.
Man, this is gross.
You know what I'm taking? This is crazy to me. The under.
Going under.
Yeah. Wow, this line moved down 1.5, too. It opened at 61.5. So, yeah, give me the under. Fuck it.
I'm also going with the under. I can see Nebraska kind of putting some points here, but Indiana's real. Yeah.
Yeah. Indiana.
Yeah, stinks.
Stinks. Not good. Not fucking good.
And then our last game of the week.
By the way, we forgot to do a random pick last week.
Yeah, we'll just do that this week too. But
well, won't do it or will do it?
No, we will.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We forgot to hand do that up. Last week though.
Forgot to. Colorado catching 17.5 at Arizona. Over-under's 57.5. Colorado, man. What happened?
No way in hell I'm ever betting on Colorado. Not even going to buy the half point. Arizona rolls. Kills them. Like, Colorado's just so awful.
Is Doral just out of his element? Like, what is happening?
That's just a tough place to win, I feel like.
Man, no, they're starting to get it together a little bit with McIntyre. Something happened with him, like, behind the scenes. I don't know why they got rid of McIntyre.
I don't fucking know.
Arizona's not very good, though. I mean, they're
fine.
They're better than obviously they're 1-11 last year. They're right, clearly right, better.
Right. But
it's a lot of points.
Colorado's so bad. So bad. All right, you know what? I will take the half point. Just give me an even 17 by the hook.
Arizona? Minus 17?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do.
I'm not happy about this, but I'm going Colorado. Yeah. Any random game you're liking this week?
I'm trying to see a lot of. There's so many. I keep like being like, oh, and then it's a ranked.
It's a ranked game. Yeah, it's hard. A lot of ranked games.
There are a lot of ranked. Yeah. Man, there's some wacky stuff here, like Louisville at Boston College. I don't want to touch that.
Oh no, dude, I'm done putting Boston College on the sheet. By the way.
Yeah. Good. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm truly fine with that. Wow, JMU is a 23-point favorite over Texas State. That's really fucking funny.
Texas State should be better than they are.
It's a tragedy that they're not. Like, it's crazy that they're not. Man, that is just such... That's a lot of points, even for Texas
kind
State.
Kind of flirting with UNLV, minus 13.5 against New Mexico.
Okay.
I'm liking that. I would lean UNLV there, but okay. I don't think that's going to be my pick.
Yeah, I'm trying to just find one that I like.
Army minus 7.5 against Georgia State, maybe.
Now, do we want to talk about your school at all? What UCF, about? A 3.5-point favorite at home against SMU.
Oof. How did I miss that game?
I don't know, but I'll take SMU.
You're going SMU plus 3.5?
Yeah. I'm a big pony boy.
Pony up.
Pony boy.
Honestly, that's probably the right side. I'm not super high on my squad this year.
Well, at least you don't have to play Georgia this week.
Yeah, but you know what you're getting into.
True.
It's going to be frustrating because I think like we should beat SMU, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Also, this is a baseball weekend anyway. Braves playing the Mets for the division, so I don't give a fuck.
Do I want to get real gross with this?
Yes, get fucking disgusting.
All right. We're going to go kind of looking at... I mean, why is Fresno a 24-point favorite against Connecticut?
Like only 24?
No, I think like Connecticut cover that.
Really? I looked at that one for a sec and was like, I don't know. That's a lot of points. Either way.
UTEP coming off a giant dub against Boise.
Oh, here's a fun one.
At Charlotte.
Temple at Memphis. Memphis is open as a 19-point favorite.
Not touching that? No, Temple kind of showed up against Rutgers and fucked me.
I know. They fucked me hard on that game. Fucking Rutgers. Miami, Ohio at Buffalo.
Oh, here. Easy. I'm going to back up what I said earlier. Rice. Catching 10, hosting UAB.
Okay.
10 points at home, give me Rice.
Let's go. Go Owls.
Hoot, hoot.
I hope they do that.
Hoot,
hoot, hoot, hoot. Just need like a some sort of hoot chainsaw type of thing, like Gorgon State does.
Yeah. You can get down with that. So, that's all I got for outside of top 25. Anything you're looking forward to this weekend, just outside of the games?
What, just in college football?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of good ranked games. Alabama, Arkansas is obviously like the game of the week for me, I think.
Even after the loss by Arkansas?
They can still win the West.
Yeah. Probably not.
They have to win this game. A&M is... There's still a good chance. I forget how the tiebreaker works, but there is a chance if A&M... They won't, but if A&M beats Bama...
I still have a ticket on A&M to make the playoff.
Actually, A&M doesn't even need to beat Bama. Arkansas just needs to win this game and win out.
I would love A&M to just run the table and their only loss be to App State.
That'd be incredible.
It'd be hilarious.
No, if Arkansas wins this game, they're in the lead for the SEC West.
No.
Yeah.
A&M.
Well, who cares? Bama's going to beat A&M.
We'll see.
So it's fine. So then there'll be a three-way tie,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, Ole Miss too.
Who beat what?
The West is loaded. There's just so many.
Yeah, A&M's going to lose games. They're going to lose at least two games in the SEC West. Arkansas can still win the SEC West. So this is a big game for me. But honestly, like aside from Missouri, and I probably won't even watch the Missouri game because it's on the same time as the Braves. This is a big baseball weekend for me. Because
why?
The NL East is going to be decided this weekend.
It doesn't matter. You're making the playoffs. Who cares?
You get a bye now. There's a bye.
I want my team to grind harder.
Dan says, he pays extra rent.
And I want the Phillies to have to make it through the wild card and make it all the way through.
Yeah, well, you're fine with that because the Phillies can't win the division. So, yeah, you're in the wild card round.
We don't want to.
Real scrapper.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, man. Hopefully we can beat the Ponies. And then hopefully my Kansas Jayhawks pull through, beat Iowa State in the rank next week.
Can't fucking deal with that. I'm just going to be sick.
Rock, chalk.
You're a fucking troll.
Jayhawk.
See you guys later.